Ben, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. I remember talking to you before the season started, and you were confident that you could come in and just fit into the offense. Well, you've more than fit in. Just talk about kind of how the season's evolved for you and how much more comfortable you're getting every game out.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely the more games you play, the more comfortable you get playing with everyone, and you build more chemistry, and I think it's going to just keep getting better. The more we play with each other, it's going to get, it's going to keep growing.
What has been the biggest learning curve for you?
For me, I think it's just the speed of the game, and then the goalies too. I mean, they're smart. They watch film, and it's maybe something you don't see in the summer leagues. And these guys, they're good. They can move, and they know your tendencies. So yeah, I think definitely the speed of the game and the goalies.
It was interesting. Derek Keenan, I was talking to him, and he does a lot of scouting for you guys. You know, when it comes to shooting reports, and he's talked about your release and how guys, you get certain tendencies on where you want to release the ball. Do you know, are goaltenders picking that up? Is that something you have to kind of change where you're releasing the ball?
Yeah, I think definitely the more you can mix it up and be less predictable, the more success you're going to have. And I've sort of definitely have a few go-tos that I need to sort of shake and start mixing it up a bit more.
You know, it's interesting you say that. One of them was kind of your overhand, correct?
Yeah.
So how do you, because that's something you've been very successful with your whole career. Now you come here and you're like, man, I got to change it. So are you just taking time during the week at practice, whatever, learning new release points? How does that work?
Yeah, it's more, it's really not too much skill involved. It's more a mental thing, just knowing, okay, I can't put the ball in this spot. I got to move it, push it far side instead of coming back short side. So it's not a super technical thing. It's more just in the time, you gotta know, okay, the goalie knows I'm going back short side, you got to put it far.
Okay. Talk about the chemistry between you and Robert Church. I know you guys have played together before, but, man, like, Church has been on fire for the last 6 weeks, and you're right there with him.
Yeah, no, I mean, Church and I, we've played together for so many years. We played together in college, so it just seems like second nature now. Playing together again here, and it's you know where each other are going to be, you know their tendencies, you know where he's going to do well, and setting a pick for him and which side he's going to go to, and it all helps, and it helps get good shots and create opportunities.
Ben McIntosh, forward for the Rush, joins us. You mentioned how the goaltenders do so much scouting. Are you doing way more scouting on goalies than you ever have before?
Yeah, I mean, before every game we're watching film on defenses and goalies, and I think, yeah, especially for the box across game, there's definitely a lot more film and scouting that we need to do.
Looking at the tendencies of goaltenders, for instance, big Frankie that you're going up against this weekend, do goalies have the same, like you talk about your release point tendency, do you find in tape certain tendencies on guys, or is it more shooting to a spot?
It can be both. Some people have, they prefer the underhand shot, and they can pull it short side, and then if they're shooting overhand, they push it far side. Where, I mean, I think that if you can mix it up, that's where you're gonna have the most success. And goalies, like I said, they're gonna know your tendencies. They're gonna do scouters on everyone, and they're gonna know your tendencies. So you got to be able to mix it up.
I don't think you had played box lacrosse with Mark Matthews prior to this year. Is that correct?
No, we played a summer in 2010 for the Adnex.
Oh, so you did play one summer together. Now, so that was still 5 years ago, and here you are now. You know, Matthews is obviously having a career year. Just talk about how different of a player he is now compared to it was when you played with him in 2010.
Yeah, and it's surprising. I mean, in 2010, he was a pretty phenomenal player back then, and he's only gotten better now. He can move the ball. He doesn't need the ball in a stick all the time like a lot of the other big name players you see in this league. He can play off ball. He can shoot. He can pass. He can pretty much do it all.
What have you learned from him that you want to incorporate into your game?
Oh, I think his shooting. I mean, he goes to the net so hard, and he's a threat from everywhere. I think that's something that if you can have that and put that into your repertoire, then you're going to be good in this league.
As good as Matthews is, you're on pace to break the Rush rookie record in points that he set only a few seasons ago. Is that a healthy little competition you got going?
No, to be honest with you, we don't really talk about it. We sort of just go out there and do our thing. And the beauty of this team is no one really is too focused on their own personal points. And you can tell by the way we move the ball on offense, no one's out there to not go to the middle or be the guy making the pass or getting the goal. It's just all about the team right now.
Calgary's defense, you know, you guys have an opportunity. You've clinched a playoff spot, but you have an opportunity to really bury them potentially and not even have them in the playoffs, which would be great because when you've got the most dangerous offensive player in the game, I don't think you want him around in the playoffs just in case. Talk about the importance of this game and how big it is for you guys to go into Calgary and start the weekend off like you did last weekend against Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, Calgary's such a scary team. I mean, they have so much firepower on offense. Their defense can get hot. Their goalies can be hot. So it's really, if we can eliminate their chances from making the playoffs, that would be huge for us. I mean, going out this weekend is going to be a big deciding weekend for them. They're going to come. They're going to bring everything they got. Their life's on the line right now. So we got to match that.
Which defender on your team gives you the most trouble in practice?
Oh, man. Well, I don't see a lot of our right-handed defenders because I play on the left side. So I'm seeing Corbeil and Cornwall and John Lintz. And, I mean, it's just so hard to pick one. They play so well together.
Well, the other side, of course, is Mitski and Rubish. And the reason I ask that question is because Mark Matthews swears that going against Rubish every day in practice has made him a better offensive guy because he used to get so frustrated because he could never beat him. And I was just wondering if there was a guy that's really kind of elevated your play by going against him in practice.
Well, I think just playing our entire D. I mean, you got to play differently again. I mean, our offense doesn't even look the same in practice because we're playing against the best defense. So, I think just playing against such a highly skilled defense unit that works together, it's all of it's just building more confidence and building your game.
Another one of your former teammates, I know there were some jokes that it's almost like your whole former junior team's back together. Matthew Dinsdale, a guy who played with you in church growing up, back in the fold. It had to be pretty happy for you to see him come in the dressing room.
Yeah, Marty's he's a great guy. He's a perfect fit for our offense, and he's come over to the good side now, so we're welcoming him with open arms, that's for sure.
What do you think he adds to your offense?
He's a great player. I mean, any team would be lucky to have him. I mean, he goes to the net hard. He's smart. He really, really understands the game well. He's already picked up on our offenses after one practice in a game. I mean, he works hard, his work ethic. So I think it's everything.
Well, Ben, continued success on the season. And the way you're going, you'll definitely break Mark Matthews' record and become the most points ever by a Rush rookie and maybe even the league record. Good luck.
Thank you very much.